Hey, Eric.
Hey.
You know, it's been like 3 or 4 whole months since we've been on a vacation.
Yeah, you know, I think we need to wait a little bit longer before we can refill the fund.
I don't know. Something at night, like all day, my thoughts have just been thinking about Vegas for some reason. And I'm not sure why.
I don't think there's a real connection between Las Vegas and Sonic. That's just kind of weird. Like, I don't see it.
I don't know. There's a lot of sounds. There's a lot of tinging, banging, clinging. You get golden rings. And I feel like if you were ever able to shrink down real tiny, like in the Magic School Bus, and you went into a slot machine, it would be like a Sonic level. Especially in this game that we're talking about today, Sonic Mania.
Yeah, and I can specifically remember from Sonic 2, there was a level called Casino Night, which was like literally slot machine themed level where you could go into a giant slot machine and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like, how much can we pack into one game?
But yeah, you definitely get a little bit of that just in the regular game itself. Yeah, and Studiopolis specifically, I remember there was like a point where you go into this giant machine with a bunch of balls and it would like, it was like a lottery.
Are they trying to get kids addicted to gambling?
I think
or
so.
Something?
I think that was the idea, is like,
is
get
Sonic
them started early.
Secretly owned by like MGM or freaking Harrah's or something.
I think MGM owns all the casinos on the strip at this point.
I know, right? All right, well, today we're talking about Sonic Mania, which is a 2017 platform game published by Sega for Nintendo Switch. That's weird. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Windows. Sonic Mania pays homage to the original Sega Genesis Sonic games, featuring speedy side-scrolling gameplay. It takes place over 13 levels, including several redesigned levels from past games.
Yeah,
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the best way I would describe it, is like a new old Sonic game. So
that's
if you're,
how I would describe
yeah,
it, too.
If you're a fan of like the old Genesis-style Sonic and you don't like these newfangled 3D graphics.
So were you able to find a good amount of history on the game?
Yeah, and just a note for this episode, we're talking about the Sonic Mania version of the game and not the Sonic Mania Plus version, which was an expansion that came out the year after it released. I guess I could have just not been a cheapskate and paid the $5 for it, but
whatevs.
It's actually,
so we just have the old basic Sonic Mania.
Yeah, just the old regular basic,
all basic
Sonic Mania.
All right, well, let's get into it.
All right, let's do it. So we're going to start all the way back in 2007.
Wow, so long ago.
Yeah.
Almost 20 years at this point.
Ancient past, with Australian programmer Christian Whitehead releasing a fan game called Retro Sonic.
Nice.
So our main
fan game.
Our main character was a big into like the fan game Sonic community.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
I didn't know that was a community. I mean, I guess I should have known. I guess really there's probably a group for everything on the internet.
I think there's actually quite a few like fan Sonic games that exist out there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there might be literally hundreds of them.
Have you ever made a fan Sonic game?
I have not.
Ah, lost opportunity.
I'll make sure to get on that.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
All right.
So yeah, Christian basically had created his own development engine to make Retro Sonic, which he called Retro Engine.
Cool. Kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah, you know. So in 2009, Sega asked fans for ideas on a game to port to iOS.
Okay, so for your phone.
Yeah, iPad, iPhone. As a response, Whitehead produced a proof of concept video showing Sega's 1993 Sonic CD running on an iPhone.
Okay.
So later, the video of Sonic CD from Whitehead was taken down, leading to speculation that Whitehead had been given a cease and desist letter from Sega,
which was later proven
not true, since Sega had hired him to create the port.
Yeah, so everyone kind of assumed something and ended up being kind of the opposite thing.
Yeah.
So instead of a cease and desist, what's the opposite of that? Assist over here. Live and assist over here. Like, I don't know.
Come live and assist.
I'm just making a joke over here. I'm in a silly mood today.
Yeah. So in an interview, Whitehead claimed that he spent about a year or so trying to convince Sega to let him work on the Sonic CD port before they finally hired him and let him do it.
Mm-hmm. He had to earn that.
I guess, I guess if you just ask Sega enough and probably know what you're doing, because I think he probably did know what he was doing.
Yeah, I think he had proof that. Yeah. He did the stuff already, so.
So Christian's port was so successful that he, along with developer Simon Tomley of the studio Headcanon, would later be commissioned to remaster Sonic the Hedgehog and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for the mobile devices, so for iOS and Android.
Cool.
So, yeah, it worked out, and Sonic was like, yeah, do some more. remaster some more old games.
Yeah. So at this point, I would definitely say this guy is pretty much a Sonic, expert.
Yeah.
Especially with the games and making the games.
Yeah, so he basically recreated a way of making Sonic games by making his own engine for making Sonic games.
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a hard way to do it. Yeah, but you would really need
to study the old games down to the minute details of what they're doing.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of other people appreciate the work that he's put into that also. reaping the benefits,
For sure. So Christian started working on his own game next using Retro Engine. After a few months of development, Christian presented a prototype, which he called Sonic Discovery, to the head of Sonic team, Takashi Iizuka.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's going from just being a fan to meeting with the lead of the head of Sonic, I think a vice president of Sega.
This is great. I'm loving this journey for him. This is great.
Yeah. So Iizuka was receptive and suggested that it should include old levels from early Sonic games. It was inspired by remixed in a way that felt new. He also gave it the working title of Sonic Mania, which referenced the development team's maniacal fandom of the series.
Nice.
Yeah. Iizuka described the project as being made by the mania for the mania and as a passion project driven by the fans' love of the early Sonic games.
Nice. That sounds funny. Wait, what was it? For the mania, by the mania. It sounds like wrestling speech or something.
Yeah, and that's one thing I think is really cool is that Sega has really embraced their fan communities who make stuff, unlike some other giant corporations that we know.
Yeah, for real.
Who send out cease and desist letters when anyone gets too close to one of their games. I'm talking about you, Nintendo.
I know. They're a good example of how you can embrace it and make it work for you instead of kind of being the mean guy about it.
Yeah. I mean, just hire the hardcore fans and you can both make money and be happy together.
Exactly. We can all be happy.
Yeah.
World peace, people.
So other people who worked on Sonic Mania included programmer Simon Tomley of the independent studio Headcanon.
Yeah, I think you kind of mentioned him.
Yeah,
already.
Who had also helped with the ports of the old Sonic games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's why I have that name.
Also had helped him with some various Sonic fan games and ROM hacks.
Nice. Are they besties? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, maybe.
They worked on a lot of stuff together so far. And who else worked on it?
Level designer Jared Castle and art director Tom Fry of Pagoda West Games.
Okay.
Who had previously collaborated on an unofficial high-definition remaster of Sonic 2.
Nice. So all these people have already done at least one other Sonic game.
Yeah, so all of these people kind of came, I feel from the fandom.
Nice. This is a great story of how if you just work hard enough.
And you beg Sonic enough to let them trust you with their port.
Yeah. You too can be making games for your favorite franchise.
So yeah, Iizuka and the rest of Sonic team provided guidance and made sure that the team didn't go too off the rails into something that didn't feel like Sonic, as he put it.
Okay.
The developers modeled the gameplay and level design based on Sonic 3 and Sonic CD. I don't know. What Sonic games have you played previously?
Not a lot of them. The ones they've done on this podcast, basically.
Okay, what about like the Genesis, the original Genesis? I remember you saying you used to go over to like a neighbor's house as a kid and play their Sega.
Yeah, I mean, my brother Nolan and I would go over to a neighbor's house occasionally. I remember maybe like 2 or 3 times this happening. Yeah, they would let us play on their Sega a little bit, but I don't know. I remember watching my brother play more than me playing it, probably because I wasn't very good at it. Spoiler, still not very good at it.
Did you play any of the Sonic games?
No, not really. Oh, okay. Like,
I assumed you and your brother play it. Sonic the Hedgehog was like such an early game that almost every Genesis owner owned. So I probably just assumed that you were playing Sonic.
Nah, I don't even remember owning a Sega as a kid.
Okay.
I don't think. We had Nintendos, like several of those, but I don't remember really having a Sega.
So you were a Nintendo household.
I guess so. I mean, I didn't really think about it much back then. But now we have all of the consoles, yeah. So we're making up for it.
All right, you didn't have a lot of Sonic experience going into this.
Not really, because the Sonic games that we played on the podcast so far, Sonic 2, right? The one that Mallory picked?
Sonic Adventures 2.
Oh, Sonic Adventures 2, my bad. And that was kind of like a 3D one.
Yeah.
Not a side-scrolling game. And then we did the Sonic Murder Mystery, like train murder mystery game, which was really fun, but not like any other Sonic game.
Yeah, that was a visual novel.
Yeah, so this is my first, kind of my first, like, real Sonic game, other than a few times I played it as a kid at someone else's house, you know? So that couldn't have been that long.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always remember it just being so fast. And obviously that's Sonic's, like, slogan or whatever. Yeah. But they really did live up to that, so.
Yeah, they were trying to show off, like, how good their hardware was with, you know, how fast Sonic could, like, go through the stages and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, it worked.
So, yeah, the developers modeled the game and level design on Sonic 3 and Sonic CD with boss fights at the end of each zone and a big, wide, open, and streamlined level designs. So, did you get that? The bosses at the end of each, like, act, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know that was any different from any other Sonic game. So then that's not what normally happens.
So I'm thinking back to the original Genesis Sonic the Hedgehog, and they had bosses at the end of the zones, not the acts.
Okay.
So this one has a boss.
A lot more bosses.
Yeah, a lot more bosses. You could also say it's a little bit more wide open than some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sonic games are kind of known for having branching pathways and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
There's definitely a few levels where I was able to get to the end different ways.
Yeah, which is kind of fun. It adds some replayability to the game and stuff like that.
Yeah, it can make it a little confusing sometimes. Yeah,
you can definitely get turned around. The game features an animated opening and ending sequence led by Tyson Hess, one of the artists of the Sonic comics. And the soundtrack was composed by T. Lopez of Pagoda West Games, consisting of rearranged pieces from previous Sonic games alongside new material that he wrote. Lopez was chosen due to his popularity on YouTube for producing arrangements of various Sonic tracks and for his work on the Sonic 2 HT project. That was a nice fan project.
So they really are all about hiring the fans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's for great. Sure. It's like, if you really love Sonic, just put your stuff out there. Maybe they'll reach out to you.
Yeah, maybe you can get hired if your stuff is good enough. So Sonic Mania was one of the best reviewed Sonic games like in 15 years when it was released. Like, there hadn't been a Sonic game reviewed that well in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 2017. So 15 years would be, yeah, since 2002, basically.
Wow.
And critics described it as one of the best 2D platform Sonic games. And by April 2018, it had sold over 1 million copies worldwide across all platforms. So yeah,
nice.
Sold well, reviewed well, all that stuff. So yeah, it was a pretty big hit for both Sonic and Christian Whitehead and all the people who worked on the development team.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. Yeah. And so that's my history.
Cool.
I got four fun facts for you.
Okay. I love fun facts.
All right. So fun fact number one, there was an unused feature found within the Sonic Mania code called vape mode.
Vape mode?
Vape. V-A-P-E.
Yeah, like a vape, bro.
Which was,
look,
of course,
my clouds.
Not the kind of vaping you're thinking of, Nikki. So short for vaporware. Which
nice.
Is like a popular kind of art style, a music style.
Yeah.
And basically what it was going to do was like slow the music down by 75%. It was never implemented, but there are mods for the PC version of the game that will do that, basically.
All it does is slow the music down?
Yeah, it just slows the music down.
So it just makes you feel a little weird. You're like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah. I think that's
it,
maybe
it doesn't slow you down, just the music.
I think that's one of the reasons why it might not have been implemented in the regular game.
Yeah, that sounds kind of weird.
All right, so fun fact number two. You can actually outrun the screen if you go fast enough in this game.
Yeah. I think I did that a couple of times.
Unlike in previous games, this behavior in Sonic Mania is clearly intentional, as there's a lower speed requirement required to do so.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it was kind of an unintentional glitch in past Sonic games with you being able to outrun the screen. But in this one, it is intentional.
Nice. They wanted it to be authentic, you know?
Yeah. Get that, really, you're going so fast that you can't even keep up with your character kind of feel.
Yeah.
Okay, so fun fact number three. Like Sonic games of the past, you can't get the true ending of the game without collecting all 7 Chaos Emeralds. You can get the emeralds in the bonus stages found by finding the giant rings hidden in the stages.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever find any of those?
Yeah, maybe.
Sounds like a no. Okay, so
I can't remember.
The mini game that you got was like where you would chase a UFO.
Where you run around the track and you get those blue blobby things?
Kind of, because there's also the blue orbs in the UFO chase. But I think you're talking about the orbs with the blue and red orbs, right?
I'm sorry. This game has a lot going on in it, okay?
But anyway, yeah, if you collect all 7 Chaos Emeralds, you unlock an extra boss fight at the end of the game and a secret ending.
Okay, cool. That sounds hard.
So you have to do that as well as go through the entire game.
That's crazy. This game is crazy.
Okay, so I got one more fun fact, and this is more just of a general fun fact. I wanted to include it because I thought it was kind of an interesting thing.
Okay.
Michael Jackson was a huge Sonic fan,
mm-hmm.
and he even worked out a deal where he would compose the soundtrack for Sonic 3.
Okay.
Jackson was frustrated by the limitations of the sound chip in the Sega Genesis, so he asked not to be credited for any of his work. And then soon after, allegations of child abuse against Jackson were made, and Sega elected to keep his contributions a secret.
Okay.
So
scandalous.
It's not really known exactly how much of it he composed or what tracks or where his work and where the other people who composed the soundtrack's work started and ended. But yeah, if you listen back to the Sonic 3 soundtrack, some of that was composed by Michael Jackson.
Interesting. Some good fun facts, babe.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then some of those tracks, I think, made it into this game. I don't...
Or maybe some version or remix of them or something. All right, so do you want to get into the pros, what we like about this game?
Well, we haven't talked about the story yet.
Oh, yeah, the story. I'll let you do that part.
So, yeah, the story is Dr. Eggman is up to no good, and Sonic has to stop him by going fast.
Wow, so different, so unique.
I think there's something about...
So groundbreaking.
Stealing an emerald or something, or ruby, and that caused like Sonic to go back and have to play some of the stages he had previously played. I don't know. It's all very, very complicated.
Yeah, I don't think I paid much attention to the story, because I was just trying to go fast.
Yeah,
when you're going fast, you don't have time to slow down and listen to the story, okay?
Exactly. You have to go fast, save animals, and then go fast again.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, let's get into pros and cons. So, I know you weren't huge on this game, but what is something you liked about it?
Look, we all have strengths and weaknesses and all that, blah, blah, blah. Sonic is not one of my strengths, I've learned. But I do think this game is fun in, like, short bursts of time. This is not a game I'm going to be playing like 5 hours a day or anything. But at a party or with some friends, you know, throw it on, play some fun Sonic. Like, I'd be into that, you know?
Yeah, it's like a game I would put like maybe an hour or two at a time in usually. I see what you're saying. Yeah, the gameplay can get a little repetitive.
Yeah. But I do think this game is a really good balance of, like, kind of we mentioned before, but like a balance of nostalgic Sonic, but with new added elements, and it's new. It's a new game. It's a good balance of like pulling in from the old and then adding new.
Yeah, I 100% agree with what you're saying. In fact, I had something similar. Yeah. I said it walks a fine line between paying tribute to the old games while finding room for its own style and contributions to the series. And you're not quite as familiar with the old games as I am. I haven't played all of them, but I played 1 through 3. And yeah, it does really capture like the feel of like one of those games.
From what little I remember as a kid, like it did kind of take me back to those like few times of playing the game. I also really love the music in this game.
Yeah, like, and the music
is really good.
The music is both like remixed tracks from previous games and also like new tracks. And it all like blends so seamlessly together where it's like it feels like one really just solid soundtrack. Like you can't really tell like, oh, this is an old track or this is a new track.
Yeah.
It all just sounds good.
It all's good. And it's all fast.
It's all fast. All
gets you in the mood to just run around and go nuts.
So I like the fact that this game has a high amount of replayability. So you can combine the branching path style of level design where it's like there are different ways of getting through a level.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have like the different character abilities.
Yeah.
Which also allow you to transverse the levels in different ways. Like, you know, like Tails' ability to fly or Knuckles' ability to glide and climb walls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a couple even more characters if you get the Sonic Mania Plus expansion.
Mm-hmm. And there is the different modes, like you can do
the time attack, and that's where you basically remove the bosses and you just see how fast you can get through one of the acts.
Okay, cool. And then wasn't there one other mode, competitive or something?
Yeah, where you can race. You can actually race up to, I think Sonic Mania is 2 players, but Sonic Mania Plus, I think you can do like 4-player mm-hmm. races if you wanted.
I think that's what would be really fun at a party. It's like just have some races. Some Sonic races.
Or like make your own tournament style party or something.
Yeah. Something else I really liked about this game is that one mini game. Do you remember that mini game that was kind of like Dr. Mario?
Yeah, it's I think it's based on Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
I think it's called,
Mean Bean Machine.
Yeah, the Mean Bean Machine game. I thought that was super fun. I would play that mini game just on its own.
Yeah, you can, but you have to unlock it. So you have to do the orbs. The orbs are like the alien.
The orbs?
No,
what
no.
What are the orbs?
The collecting orbs. You know when you get the little circle above like the checkpoints?
Okay, yeah.
You get that if you have enough rings. Like if you have more than like 30 rings or something like that, or 25, you can do one of those bonus stages.
Yeah.
And it used to be like in one of them, it was you would get that, and that's how you got the emeralds, by doing those orb stages.
Okay.
And this one, you just get these medals, and if once you get enough medals, it will unlock the ability to play those mini games like whenever you want, and it will also unlock that Mean Bean Machine game just to play on its own.
Do you have that unlocked on your profile?
No, I have like
Eric. Come on.
I have like,
what are you good for?
14 or 15, I think, of those orb stages complete.
Get it together.
Those orb stages get ridiculously hard. Oh my god, like it's insane. The UFO ones I thought were a little bit more fun in my opinion, but yeah, those can get really hard too once you start getting into the later stages.
Mm-hmm.
So what's something else you like, Nikki?
I just think the overall look of the graphics, the design of the levels, the characters, everything just looks really awesome.
Yeah.
Did a really good job with everything, I think.
Yeah, and the original work blends so well together with the old referenced work.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of those stages are almost like straight out of like Sonic 2 or Sonic and Knuckles or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Chemical Zone in particular that stood out was like, oh yeah, this feels almost exactly like Sonic 2.
Yeah, but I do like the colors, the brightness. It's really pretty to look at.
Yeah, and when you're going super fast, it all looks super seamless and cool.
Yeah.
Until you run into that enemy and you're like, damn it, or you fall off that cliff.
Exactly. Or you get stuck into a loop.
Or you get stuck into a loop where you keep going backwards.
Yeah, so speaking of all that stuff, why don't we go ahead and get into the cons of the game?
Well, I got one that's kind of like a pro and a con.
Okay. So it'll be a good segue.
Yeah, it's a good segue. So one thing that was nice was that it was cool that you could have like a second player jump in whenever they wanted to. Like,
yeah.
As long as you were playing the Sonic and Tails game and not like the Knuckles game or something like that.
Okay.
This is a nod to previous games. Like, you could do that like in Sonic 2 and Sonic 3, I think,
mm-hmm.
where like a player 2 could get on the second controller and kind of like control Tails. In order
kind
to
kind of
you.
Like control.
Yeah.
That's the key phrase.
Yeah.
There.
The negative is that Tails does not really matter at all.
No. And it's hard to control what he does as well.
Yeah. Because sometimes like when he comes back into view, like the computer will be controlling him mm-hmm. until you hit enough buttons to override it. So you really have to keep overriding the computer when you're playing him as player two.
Yeah. Tails is kind of an afterthought when you're playing him as the second player.
Yeah. I mean, there are nice things about him. Like, he is pretty much immortal in the boss fight. So if you're struggling with a boss, like having
That's basically the only good thing.
Yeah. Having a player to like jump in as Tails will definitely help you a lot. But I would rather have like a full split screen style co-op game. And not just like the competition mode, but like a kind of a co-op where you could work together.
Mm. Yeah. That sounds like a different game, though.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been, yeah, maybe too outside of the realm of Sonic. But
it would be a cool like idea for a game, though, for sure.
Yeah. So what's something that you didn't like about the
game?
Yeah,
this game is way too overstimulating for me. Kind of like what we were getting at in our intro. Is like, I feel like I'm in a slot machine or in like a pinball machine. You're just getting whacked around. And like half the time you're not even actually playing, like you're just watching Sonic go. Like there was so many times during the levels where you're not even pressing anything, but you're going. So it's kind of hard to tell when to jump back in too. It's like, okay, yeah. Well, when's this part going to end and when do I need to jump back in?
Well, sometimes when you're going, you want to be like holding right, or you want to be like more of a neutral position, or you want to control them into a roll or something like that.
Yeah.
Because
you don't want to mess up the flow either, because then that can make it harder on your pathway or whatever.
I mean, I'm almost always not just doing nothing while he's doing like going through all this stuff.
I was afraid I was gonna mess it up.
I can see what you're saying though. It can feel a little bit like style over substance sometimes when you're playing like a Sonic game.
But yeah, there's a lot of lights, a lot of different noises and bells and whistles and music, and you're going fast and like, yeah, it's a lot, and you're just getting flung around sometimes. Yeah, so it's just a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I can only play for a short amount of time, because it's overstimulating. I need to take a break after that. Also, the levels are, like, long.
Yeah,
like, Mario levels, you can get it done in, like, a minute. Like, Sonic levels are, like, 5 minutes long.
I'd say some of these are minute levels.
What? So, not for me.
Some of them, yeah, stretch into 2 or 3 minutes.
What? I timed down on some of them. I think that was like 7, 8 minutes or something.
There's one stage towards the end of the game where I remember timing out and just being like, I didn't even know you could time out.
Well, I do. I did it a whole bunch of times. Maybe they're long to me, and then maybe they're not long for everybody else.
Yeah, and that's one thing I'll bring up as a con for the game is that there is definitely a difficulty curve.
I
have a lot more Sonic playing experience than Nikki. So like for me, I wouldn't say it was like an easy game to play through, like start to finish, but I did manage to get through it without too much issue. But
you definitely have to practice to get good at this.
Yeah.
I did improve some, but I'm not very good at this game. There were so many times where I got stuck at a part and I was like, I don't know how to get out of this. Or like you get stuck in a loop or you get lost in the level. And you're like, yeah. Where am I supposed to go? Because sometimes you have to go left, which is weird in a video game. Because normally for a side scroller, you're kind of like always going right. Or at least like in Mario, you know? So it's like you at least know what direction to head. But in Sonic, sometimes it's like not always obvious.
Yeah, some of the levels end up being kind of like mazes, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, crazy mazes that you have to do really fast.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But yeah, it does have that difficulty for new players. So, and also I was going to say, like, there's a limited number of lives and continues.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're doing like the mini games and stuff, like I always felt like I was pretty well stocked.
Yeah, as long as you know to do those and you know where they are.
Yeah, and you can find them and you're searching for them and stuff. But
it definitely helps if you're already a Sonic fan.
Yeah.
And you're playing this. If you're new to Sonic like me and you don't know all the little like inside tricks, like yeah, it was pretty hard for me, but yeah, I still had fun playing it for the short periods of time that I played it.
What's something else that you didn't like or thought could be improved?
So just riding on the coattails of that, I thought the bosses were kind of hard because each boss is different. And they don't really tell you how to beat the bosses at the end of the levels.
I mean, you just throw your body into Eggman and it's whatever machine it is.
But that's not always, that is not how they all work.
That's true.
So, I don't know. There was just a couple where, and of course, like, I didn't have that many lives. So, of course, I only got 2 tries at a boss and then I had to start the whole level over again. So I got a little frustrated when I didn't really get a chance to even like try that many things out before I had to go do the whole level again, which for me was probably going to take 10 minutes to get back to the boss. Like,
yeah, I kind of agree that the game could have used a few more checkpoints for casual players or maybe just an easier mode for more casual players.
Yeah, come on, Sonic.
Like maybe put the checkpoints at the end of each individual act instead of the zone.
Yeah, that would have been cool. But I think it's because all these Sonic fans made this game. There was like no newbies in to be like, hey guys, let's make it a little easier.
Hey, it's for the mania, by the mania.
That's true. I'm not in the mania.
I'll say like one of my negatives. I hate to list this as a negative because it is kind of a good thing. There are 13 zones with 2 stages each in each zone, so it actually ends up being a pretty long game.
Mm-hmm. It's good for some people, not so good for others.
Yeah, and luckily you can save between the zones, so you can like, you know, play an hour and then come back the next day and play another hour mm-hmm. or something like that. So you don't have to you don't have to do it all at once.
I think it's better to have more of the game. Like, even though it's not like my favorite game, for those people that do love Sonic, like, I'm here for them. I'm on their side. Like, I want them to have more levels.
Yeah, it is one of the longer, like, old school style Sonic games, I feel like. I don't know if that's that as much of a negative just as a, hey, you're not going to beat this in, like, a couple hours or something like that. You're going to have to break it up.
No way, Jose. That's about all the cons I have.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. Overall, I do think it's a fun game, just not necessarily like for me.
Yeah, maybe. I understand.
But yeah, I'm not going to be sitting down and just playing this game by myself without like having a reason to play.
All right. Well, speaking of how you approach the game, let's talk a little bit about strategy because like how are you doing it? It sounds like you had some, you're kind of all over the place.
I wish someone would have given me some strategy before I started playing because I don't have any and it's really sucked. So I think the main piece of strategy that I have for this game is to like go with the flow.
I literally told you that. That was my piece of strategy to you.
What? No.
You can't steal that and use it for yourself.
Yes, I can.
Okay,
do not overthink this game. Just kind of try to go with it. The more you go with it, the easier it is to not get lost, I feel like.
Yeah, and sometimes the flow of the game is to take you back, like, to the left or something like that.
Exactly.
And you'll be like, oh, no, I'm going the wrong direction. But in reality, it's really just taking you through a different section of the game. Mm-hmm. And then it's gonna, you're going to start going right again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just have to trust that the game is kind of like, it knows what it's doing. And honestly, the level design is pretty good. So you're not really able to backtrack that much at any given level, I don't think.
Yeah.
Just because of how it's designed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only get yourself into so much trouble. Well, you know, I don't know. So yeah, go with the flow. Good go piece of advice.
It's from me and Eric.
Yeah.
We co-wrote that piece of advice equally. What's your number one piece of strategy other than go with the flow?
So my biggest thing is that you're basically immortal as long as you have one ring. Aside from being like crushed or falling off a cliff or something.
Yeah.
But as long as you have one ring, you cannot die from like...
It's like the movie.
Getting hit by an enemy.
Yeah.
So you got to cling to that last ring for dear life.
It's like, accidentally run into an enemy.
It's above like almost everything else. With the one exception is like the ring goes off a cliff or something and you don't want to jump off a cliff, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're hoarding that ring as hard as you can. Like you're putting getting the ring above like getting more hits in, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I wish you would have told me that. You didn't tell me that when I was playing.
I mean,
you're holding out on the strategy.
I mean, whenever you get hit, you lose your rings, right? You need a ring, otherwise you...
Well, I didn't know if you lost all your rings, you died.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you now get hit... I know. That's probably why I kept dying so much.
You didn't know
one
that.
Of the reasons.
Okay. I thought it was assumed in
I honestly did not keep a good eye on my ring count. That was probably another thing I should have done better.
Yeah, so the rings are basically your... it's almost like a weird health bar, but like you lose all of your rings when you get hit.
Yeah. Clearly, I don't think I'm the person that should be given any sort of strategy advice for this game. So I'm going to let you take it.
And my last piece of advice basically is if you're struggling with the boss, have a second player grab Tails.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They are immortal, or Tails is immortal. He cannot die.
It's very helpful.
Yeah.
Or just get someone that's really good at Sonic to be your second player and they'll just do all the work for you. You can just coast on through.
Yeah.
It's great. Great times.
All right. So moving on to the future.
Sonic is a busy, busy guy. Okay.
Yeah. There's
He's got a lot going on.
He just had a big movie, Sonic 3.
Yeah. And they already are going to do Sonic 4. We know that because they did a... end credit scene, which looks awesome.
Yeah.
They're bringing Amy Rose in. I'm stoked.
Nice. Yeah. I'm pretty.
So, yeah. Sonic 4 is supposed to be out in 2027 sometime.
I'm pretty happy about that. The Sonic movies have honestly been outstanding in my opinion. Like, they're great.
They're so funny. They're good for the whole family. Like, I enjoy them.
When I went into that first Sonic movie, I had such low expectations. I'm like, this is going to be terrible.
Well, with the ugly Sonic and everything, yeah. It was like, oh my gosh. But they fixed that, and like honestly, it's been up from there.
Yeah, they're great.
It's good they at least had the story good, even if Sonic looked a little wonky. So like anyways, they fixed it. He's been good ever since. But yeah, that's supposed to come out in spring 2027. We'll see if that doesn't get pushed to the summer, because they'll probably want it to be, I would imagine they might want it to be like a summer blockbuster, if that's still a thing.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, Sonic 4 for sure will be out. So that's one thing.
Okay.
What's something else you got for the future?
Most of my stuff was kind of around Christian Whitehead and that group and what they're doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Christian Whitehead did follow up the release of Sonic Mania with the release of Sonic Origins in 2022, which is a compilation of like older Sonic games.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to play some of the older games like as one game and with other characters and stuff like that. I think they included Amy Rose in it and some other characters.
Nice.
So that looks kind of cool. But yeah, Sonic Origins was his most recent Sonic game.
Cool.
I know a lot of fans were also hoping he would do a Sonic Mania 2 at some point.
Yeah.
But that's yet to be announced or anything like that.
Gotcha. There's also a Sonic Rumble game that's coming out for cell phones this year, so that's a new Sonic game. And then I also saw that there is a new Sonic Racing Cross Worlds game that's in the works.
A Sonic Racing Cross Worlds game. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have any release date yet, but if you go to the website, it just says coming soon, and it has the graphics and all that stuff. So
is it like a kart racer or just like
it's like a racing game.
Okay. Huh.
Kind of looks like Mario Kart, but I'm not really sure for like 100% sure. But anyways, those are two new Sonic games that are supposed to be coming out soonish.
Cool. Christian Whitehead had a new game release, a non-Sonic game.
What? That doesn't count.
Called Penny's Big Breakaway in 2024. Honestly, it looks super cool. It was like a 3D platformer with a kind of this like yo-yo platforming.
Okay. I call
it. But yeah, it looked really interesting.
Awesome. Good for that guy. So Eric, are you wondering if I beat the challenge?
Yeah, I gave you a pretty easy challenge.
Easy?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. That was not easy.
All it was, you didn't have to beat the game. You just had to get the trophy.
You had to know where it was.
World's Famous Hedgehog. Did you look up?
You had to find it.
Did you see where it was?
No.
So you didn't look up and see how to get the achievement?
No, I knew how to get it, but I didn't want to cheat and like get a walkthrough. It was exactly how to get there or whatever.
So it's in the stages of Studiopolis, right?
Okay.
All you had to do is there's an enemy that takes your picture.
Okay, yes.
All you had to do was like let it take your picture like 10 times.
Yeah. 10 times? Yeah, no.
You just had to stand there and let it take your picture for a while.
Okay. Yeah. I never would have figured that out. I mean, I could have looked it up. I feel like that takes the fun out of it if I just look up how to do it on the internet.
I told you could look it up.
I don't know.
Okay, so we're wrapping, which
you
is good.
You said I could, but that doesn't mean I had to.
that's very true.
So I'm wrapping it up.
All right, we needed a wrap. We hadn't had one in a while, so I'm kind of glad.
Exactly. Plus, for some reason, I was thinking you said I had to beat the game and get that.
No.
But either way, I didn't get it, so whatever.
I'm very glad you decided to sandbag the challenge, Nikki.
My bad. My bad, everyone. I'm sorry. Now you have to listen to me rap.
All right, hit it.
Now that you're asked, you gotta go fast. Don't think of the past, or you'll be last. Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, iconic cast. Dr. Eggman, super gas. Our future's past, we're gonna have a blast. We are the masters, you're gonna get class. We're kicking our asses in the forecast. So smoke that grass and drink that glass. Sonic and Tails will give you a pass. The fight's going down, it'll be ultra crass. 1-2 punch, cutting deep like bass. There's trios on top, cause we all badass.
Killing it, Nikki.
Oh my gosh. Shush up.
Your fast rap, fast beat.
That was a fast beat.
Yeah, good job.
All right, Eric, I'm like really excited about my pick for my next game. I'm really going out there, out of the box.
All right, so.
Or should I say out of the heart-shaped box?
So I'm gonna need some hints. So
I already gave you one hint.
So
heart-shaped box, baby.
Yeah, Valentine's Day
is coming up.
It's coming up
soon. And my next episode, or well, not my episode, but you know,
our next
the
episode.
Game that I get to pick the episode that I get to pick the game for is right before Valentine's Day.
So I'm assuming it's going to be romance themed.
Oh yeah,
it's got to be like a dating simulator or
very romantic,
something like that.
Very romantic.
As far as dating sims go, there are so many absurd and funny dating sim games out there.
Mm-hmm.
You could have gone with one of those.
Yeah, what are can you name any of those?
There's
one. I mean, we played Had a Full Boyfriend, and I feel like that's like one of that's definitely up there.
Yeah, that was pretty great. I know there's one with like dinosaurs, I think, where you're dating dinosaurs. God, there's some like weird ones. Where
there's the Colonel Sanders.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
KFC.
Yeah, that one looked pretty funny. Where you're dating Colonel Sanders.
He's all hot. He's like a hot silver fox.
Yeah. Is that what you picked?
Definitely picking a dating sim game. Because we haven't done one in a really long time. What says Valentine's Day more than a dating simulator game?
Yeah.
You know?
Where we're taking other people, fake people on dates.
Yes. So the game that I'm picking is called PACA Plus.
PACA Plus?
Yeah. PACA Plus.
Is it a Pac-Man dating game?
No, you wish. I'll give you the short little synopsis that is on Steam. So this is a Steam game, but the story follows a certain Kazuma Suki who is living an ordinary high school life, surrounded by friends, especially his cute girlfriend, Yukari Izumi. His high school days could not be any better.
Wow. Bum, bum, bum. Someone who's having a good time in high school.
That's... But here is the cover of it. So
is that a llama?
It's an alpaca. Oh, alpaca. Get it? PACA Plus.
Oh, PACA Plus.
Yes. So all I know is it involves alpacas. It's a dating sim. We're going to find out what it's all about because I've never played it before. Have you?
I assume you're dating alpacas, maybe?
I don't know. We're all going to find out together, okay? So your challenge, it's going to be hard. I apologize kind of in advance. But you need to get all 5 achievements that are possible to get for this game on Steam.
All right, so what are they?
You can look it up.
So just get all the achievements that I can
get. Get all 5 of them. There's 5. Okay. I don't think that was too many, but they're probably going to be hard. I mean, we've never played the game, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's true to pick
and a challenge. And it's a dating sim, so, like, I got to make it hard on you. There's not really much of a challenge going on with a dating sim, so.
I guess we'll find out together how hard
we'll all find out.
Yeah, achievements are.
With love in my heart.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. Till next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And if you love us, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or rate us on Spotify. It really helps us get recognized by other people when they're searching for stuff to listen to. And if you have played Sonic Mania, what did you think about it? Are you, like, addicted to this game? Do you get overstimulated by it like me? Like, what are your thoughts? Let us know. All right, bye.